In Iran, an unusual film is winning over audiences and angering some of the country's ruling clergy. Government censors delayed the release of the movie called The Lizard, and some leading clerics want it banned. But the film is selling out in theaters. Journalist Roxana Saberi was able to get a ticket to the movie.
It's about a thief who escapes from prison by donning a cleric's robe. And at first he can't even say his prayers. And later he gets mistaken for a village cleric, and he keeps up the charade over time. And it shows his relationship with the people, people who believe he's a cleric. And some people are very respectful of him, some people insult him and are not respectful of him at all. And towards the end, he undergoes some kind of moral transformation, and he leaves behind his life of crime and tries to find God.
I'm beginning to get an idea why religious leaders in Iran might have a problem with this.
Yes, there has been quite a bit of criticism. At the same time, there are others, and this is interesting. Some of the representatives of the supreme leader of Iran have actually defended the movie, saying that it shows the importance of the clergy's role in society. And then there are some reformists and moderates who have actually praised the film, saying that it shows this gradual moral transformation.
So there's quite a mix of opinions. Was there a similar mixture of opinions among the people that you saw the film with?
Most of the people I saw the film with were laughing quite a bit, and they enjoyed the film. They said that the things that the movie shows, for example, this growing gap between clerics and the people, it shows it in a way that has not been really said in public before, but more said in private. But at the same time, some people also said it doesn't show clerics only in a bad way. For example, there's a cleric at the beginning of the movie who says to Marmulak, who's the thief, Marmulak means lizard, he says that there are different ways to find God. Marmulak actually, well, at the beginning he laughs about this, but over time he actually comes to believe this and shares this message with others.
Is this in any way an unusual chain of events in Iran, or are there often controversies about films?
Censoring is a common fate for many of the home-produced and Western films that are seen as too corrupting for the Iranian public. But since President Khatami's first election in 1997, the president and his supporters have tried to ease censorship. Some analysts actually say that the fact that this movie was shown, they have a theory that some Iranian leaders actually want to depict Iran as being democratic and open enough to be able to show this type of movie, not just to give this message to their own people, but also to the international community.
Well, what does this episode say about the state of free speech in Iran right now?
Well, some analysts have said that because some of these Iranian leaders want to show Iran as being democratic and open enough to show this movie, they want to calm perhaps worries that with conservatives coming into the future parliament, some people have been worried that social freedoms will be curbed, and they want to calm these fears. I think it does show the trend in increasing freedom of speech in Iran, although there have been setbacks. For example, a few years ago, a number of reformist newspapers have been shut down, and now there are just a few left.
We've been speaking to Roxana Saberi, who's the Iran correspondent for Feature Story News, an independent broadcast agency. She is one of the many people who've seen The Lizard, a new film in Iran. Thanks very much.
Thank you.